It's time to talk fishing. Thanks to Hartley's Hunting and Fishing on Gold Central Victoria.
And it's a very good evening to Shane Stevens. How you doing, mate?
Good afternoon, Daniel. You good, pal?
Not too bad for a Thursday evening. It's the gateway to the weekend almost. And, apart from a few showers potentially on Saturday, it might not look too bad of a weekend weather-wise. So we'll find out as to where they're biting in a few moments' time. But a couple of things you wanted to get through. Firstly, about the opening of the cod season. It's come around pretty quick.
It certainly has. So it opened as of the 1st of December. So just a reminder to all those anglers, and I know there'll be a heap going away this weekend. Just a reminder about knowing your size limits and bag limits. So I'm sure that the fisheries inspectors, will both Victoria and also New South Wales, will be out in force and making sure that anglers do the right thing and don't keep undersized fish. So be very, very mindful of that. I know that there was an instance over at Cairncurrent this week where fisheries spoke with an angler that had undersized yellow belly, and the size limit for yellow belly is 30 centimetres. So where you can find this information out, Daniel, is off the Victorian Fisheries website. So you just go onto vfa.vic.gov.au and all that information is there. Or you can pop into a Hartley's Hunting and Tackle and grab a hard copy of the 2020-21 Recreation Angling Guide, and that's got all that information in it as well. So do the right thing, and you won't have any issues or any concerns with that.
Just on that, is there, like you mentioned there about a gentle person being caught, obviously the fines are substantial. Is there any other penalties that can go with something like that?
Yes, certainly. If you do the wrong thing, and obviously it depends on the nature of the offences, you can lose your boat, you can lose your car, you can lose all your equipment. So I have seen fisheries impound everything, especially fishing down the bay, but certainly I'm sure if you're caught up the river with illegal nets and all those sorts of things, that they would throw the book at you, and as they should, because it's always the minority that sort of wreck it for the majority, and the rest of us are out there trying to do the right thing, and these people are just wrecking all the hard work that fisheries do in releasing fish and all that sort of stuff. So I believe that they should throw the book at them too, Daniel.
Yep, fair enough. Shane Stephen joins us this evening talking all things fishing. Shane, this morning you got up on your Facebook page, you took some nice pretty pictures, and I thought it might be an opportune time to maybe talk about times of the day as to when's the right time to potentially catch a fish.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, with the warmer weather, even though your weather report you just mentioned for over the weekend's not that flash, but today we headed over to Tullaroot Reservoir, myself and Jeff Kramer, and we're up at 4:30, by the time we arrived over there was about 5:30, quarter to six. So if you're chasing trout, my thoughts, especially during the warmer weather, is you need to be there on first light, or on evening, or after dark. So you really want to pick the times of the day. And also, that's just for trout. And it's nothing worse than sitting out on the bank of a river or a lake and it's 35 degrees. That's no good for you, or it's no good for the fish either. And so when you're looking at cod and those sorts of things, morning and evenings, once again, are very good times. I know Jeff Kramer, he was up the Edwards River last week and they fished in the morning and also in the evenings, and from about 6 o'clock, and I think they did have a 42-degree day up there, so nothing worse than sitting out there getting torched, and obviously you need to keep hydrated and wear the appropriate clothing. So pick the times of the day, but certainly target the species you're targeting. Do some research on them. Find out the best times of the day to actually fish for those, but I would suggest it's definitely not in the middle of the day. So that's my thoughts anyway, Daniel.
Great advice there. And just finally, Shane, where are we going to catch a fish this weekend, mate?
Yeah, well, certainly, as I mentioned, up around the Murray River and its tributaries. Jeff Kramer has said up the Edwards River, they got some very nice cod up there, and they were caught on yabbies and shrimp. My dad was up at Murrabit last week, caught cod and some yellow belly on worms and cheese. Jeff has been over at Cairncurrent this week. Plenty of yellow belly being caught out of off the shore and also out of boats on small yabbies. Tullaroot this morning, it produced some lovely brown and rainbow trout on flies. And also earlier in the week, I fished Lake Wendouree and caught some lovely rainbows and brown trout on mud eyes, and I know some caught last night on lures as well. So there's a few places over the weekend you can actually head out and catch a fish, and make sure that you know and understand the size limits and bag limits, because fisheries officers will be out there checking your licences and also your catches.
Just remind us of that website again then.
VFA.vic.gov.au.
Shane, really do appreciate your time as always, and let's do it all again soon.
Cheers, Daniel.